Welcome to the End-to-End ICO series, where you learn how to launch your own ICO straight from the experts.
So let's look at a few more things with respect to pitch decks. How much does it cost? How long will it take? What are the best practices? What's the process? What are the essential components? We've already looked at the essential components of a pitch deck. So let's go through the cost aspect. How much will it cost you? The answer to that depends. Great pitch decks, like we've already seen, have amazing stories at the heart of them, at the heart of those pitch decks. They also have very compelling visuals. The way I'd like to see a pitch deck is possibly a very relevant illustration or a visual on that slide, which is very relevant to the point or the idea or the concept or any other text that you have on the slide, with very simple text, 3-4 lines of text. And does it apply to most slides? Maybe not. But if you carefully sit down and think how to take fluff out of anything, that's exactly what it looked like. So if you want a good pitch deck, engage a visual designer. There are lots of online resources, 99designs.com, Fiverr.com, Upwork.com, Freelancer.com. You can get an amazing template done, and you can also send your rough pitch deck out to them with some suggestive pictures, and some of them will do, practically all of them, every designer that's worth his salt will turn around amazing looking visual slides. I've done that myself before when I wanted to get a pitch deck done. I've looked out for designers on 99designs.com. I've paid maybe about $300 to get a slide deck of about maybe 16 to 17 slides long. So that's the timeline. If you really sit down and write down your storyboard and put your rough thoughts together, that should not take you. Just to put these rough thoughts together, unless you have a lot of research that you need to do, even in which case you should take no more than a week for you to put this rough outline together. And as soon as you put this rough draft together, if you send it out to a designer, he or she must be able to get it back to you max within a week's time. So end-to-end, we are really looking at no more than 15 days for a pitch deck. Common errors. Some of the common errors that go into a pitch deck are adding too much text, too much detail, not really being very concise, getting language wrong, getting spellings wrong, getting grammar wrong, not having photographs of founders, not having the right structure, variety of those errors, not having page numbers, getting market data wrong, fudging numbers, having wrong numbers, those sorts of things. Remember, like we've discussed before, it has to be concise, it has to be simple, it also has to be a true reflection of where your business is at and where you're going. Make sure you pay attention to all of these, and then you will have a great, stunning, looking, error-free pitch deck. Let's take a look at some of the best practices. Some of the best practices, which we've already discussed in some form or fashion, make the pitch decks simple. Another big best practice is not to use jargon. Now, we know we are dealing with the crypto world, so some amount of jargon has to creep in, right? Not quite. A friend of mine used to say, if you're able to explain your business concept to a grandma, or if you work with kids, to a fifth grader, we know there's a show called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, where adults appear to be much more dumber than the fifth grader. We are not talking about those sorts of fifth graders. What we are essentially talking about are middle school kids who possibly may not understand something really complex should be able to get your concept in a jiffy. So your grandma or your fifth grader. So that's one best practice. So if it has to be simple, it has to be concise. Remember what Einstein said. It takes genius to achieve simplicity. Normal people create complexity, right? And if you were to go into the heart of this, why do we insist that something be simple and be understood by a grandma? Because if an obscure grandma can understand your concept and pony up a few $100 to invest in your concept, if you were looking for investments from folks like those, then your investment is a hit. Think about all those guys that you know from around you who were possibly not as smart, who were just very ordinary people who did not understand Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies 4 or 5 years ago, and all of them are thinking of investing in a cryptocurrency or some sort of a crypto issue. That's the power of simplicity. They understand a few things. Well, a lot of them haven't done due diligence. They are speculative too. We are not talking about folks like those. We are talking about people who get these concepts simple. So, best practices, keep it simple. Keep it concise. Keep it free of jargon. You may be the only person that understands that term. And maybe just a handful of people from the crypto community. But you'll still find a lot of benefit not putting any sort of complex terms or complex jargons. If you need to put it in, make every effort to actually simplify them and make someone that's perhaps not from that space understand it. So those are some best practices. We've also discussed some other best practices. Keep the presentation short. Make sure all numbers in there can be referenced, can be cross-checked, can be verified. Let it be a true and accurate reflection of your business and your idea, where you're headed. Make sure credentials of the founders, their backgrounds are included. And if you have a powerful advisory team, make sure they're added in there. If you have all these components, you are bound to have a great looking pitch deck.
You like this episode? Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and Google Podcast. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at www.cryptonights.io. That's CRYPTOKNIGHTS.io.